Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Well, the good stuff is finally happening. And as I feel like I've said already this weekend about 20 times, things are opening again. And the Abbey Theatre this week announced it will reopen its doors and welcome audiences back to the building for the world premiere of Una McKevitt's One Good Turn. The play introduces us to a family on the brink who are keeping the show on the road any which way they can. Something I think a lot of us can probably relate to over the last year. And joining us now to discuss this and theatre being back is playwright Una McKevitt. Hello, Una.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How does it feel to be preparing for an actual play in a theatre?
Nerve-wracking. It is a bit nerve-wracking, but it's been a good experience. And, you know, I think we're in a good place now at the show. And we've really been spoilt in there, you know, with all the resources and everything and a huge team working on the show. So, like, I'm nervous but excited.
How has it been for you the last kind of 18 months in terms of the work that you do?
It was good for me because I have, you know, often worked in documentary theatre, which is usually collecting information and arranging it and putting it on the stage. And I had wanted for a long time just to write something from my head. And so this lockdown was kind of the opportunity for me to kind of face that fear and go for it. And I had the commission. So I just thought, sure, if I'm not going to do it now, when will I ever do it? So that was it.
And tell me, so this play is born kind of the pandemic then?
Well, it's not a pandemic play, as in it's not about the pandemic, but it did definitely get written because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I think there was nothing to distract me from it.
Yeah.
So the pandemic kind of focused me on it.
Yeah. So tell me about the play then. What's it about?
Well, it's about the experience of having, you know, a family member who's in decline in the house, who has a long-term illness, and how that affects both themselves and the people around them, with a kind of a comic twist to it. So it's about the sort of the family dynamics. You've got two daughters at home, one who's moved home in her 30s and the other one who is visiting from London. So they have all their dynamics of arguing about one point of view is that the other sister isn't supportive enough and doesn't come home enough. And that sister's point of view is, well, you're just here because you're broke and it suits you. So that's the kind of the dynamic there. And then the mother, of course, is doing all the work. And
I like how you say
everyone.
Of course. Is that your experience?
Yeah, that's my experience,
And tell me, is it based, you said you kind of took it out of your head, but is it based on any experiences that you have in your own life? Or
yeah, so my father had emphysema, so the last few years of his life we were looking after him in the home, for good or bad, poor dad. But so it kind of came from that. I had this scene that I'd written one time about my father was trying to get me to fix the TV, and I was being very grumpy about it and impatient and like telling him to buy a new TV. And I was, you know, all these kind of, this kind of dynamic of just being a bit of a spoiled brat. And he just wanted to see the football. So I had that scene kind of in the archive somewhere. And so I sort of started there. When I started with this play, I thought, okay, I'll start from this dynamic, and then it just sort of moved out from there.
What's that like? You know, 2 years is a long time to be caring for someone at home.
Well, I mean, again, my mother did everything really, but it was lovely actually in lots of ways when you look back on it. There's a lot of eye rolling at the time, but actually, the play reminded me that, you know, for a long time, it was sweet in a way.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of sometimes remember, like, the end of someone's life.
Yeah.
You know, the last few months, which are hard, of course. But actually, when you think about going home to look after him, or so my mom could go to bridge or whatever was happening, there was something there was something kind of nice at play there that the play reminded me of, actually.
Yeah. And I suppose, like, I think what's coming across both in your description of your own experience and in your description of the play is that normal life kind of has to continue even when something seismic is happening.
Totally,
and
yeah.
You still do have, like, arguments about who's the lazy sister or, you know, whether or not you're going to fix the TV. It's not all kind of big, mystical, magical moments.
God, no. I mean, and certainly... I mean, in our home, we would deflect things a lot anyway. So, No, there'd be no long conversations about the afterlife or anything like that.
Yeah. No, like, who really wants to do? I don't think anybody really wants to have that conversation. Philosophers, maybe. And I presume, you know, because we're Irish, that there's humor in the play as well.
Yeah, there is for sure. I mean, it's character driven.
Yeah.
So all of the characters are pretty big characters, And then so they clash off each other and have tender moments, but mostly are calling each other names and chasing each other around.
Yeah.
So, a lot of that.
How is theatre going to be working? Because presumably you can't have a full audience.
No, we have 50 people every night, which at the beginning felt like, well, that doesn't seem very many people. But actually, because even when, you know, some of the staff from the Abbey come in to watch it or, you know, a dress rehearsal, you immediately notice the feeling of more people in the room because none of us have really been in that situation for so long. So actually, I think 50 people is going to seem like a lot of people on that. Yeah, tonight, actually, is the first preview.
Yeah, I think 50 people, for a lot of people, will probably seem like an intimidating number, given the fact that we just haven't been in those situations at all.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah. So will your family come?
No, so my sisters are in Belgium, and then my mum is then in Carlingford in County Louth, and she is going to stay there not because, you know, it's personal for her and things, she's just... terrified it'll be a disaster.
She's terrified it'll be a disaster. Oh my God. Has there ever been anything more Irish mother than that? I truly, like, sometimes I hate that stereotype. And yet, sometimes it comes out and you're just like, yes, that's absolutely true to form.
I know. It's very sweet of her. She just doesn't want me to be disappointed. So it's not, you know, that she thinks it will be a disaster. She's just too nervous for me.
No, I get that. Yeah, the idea of you being disappointed is too painful for her to even risk it. Yeah. So how are you feeling? Are you nervous or excited?
I am nervous, but I'm usually way more stressed because I usually direct my own work.
Yeah.
And so this has been like paradise for me, you know, just turning up to rehearsals and seeing run-throughs. And so I haven't you know, the director's doing all the work and everyone, all the cast and all the team. So I feel quite relaxed.
Yeah.
But, you know, your body betrays you. You know, I could be shaken on Tuesday night. Like, you know, you just don't know.
Oh, sure. Look, a shot of adrenaline never did any of us any harm.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of adrenaline running around on Tuesday night.
Well, I am just delighted for you and just so delighted that the Abbey is back in action. Yes, that's right. The Abbey Theatre is opening its doors with Una McKevitt's One Good Turn. Una, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat to me.
Thanks so much, Louise. Really enjoyed it. Louise McSherry on 2FM.